This morning we're reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 7, which is entitled What Prahlad Learned in the Womb. That's text 38. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Prahlad, can you do the Sanskrit?
Prayaso.
Sense of the Asuras, the Supreme Personality of Godhead in a super soul feature, always exists within the core of the hearts of all living entities. Indeed, he is the well-wisher and friend of all living entities, and there is no difficulty in worshipping the Lord. Why then should people not engage in his devotional service? Why are they so addicted to unnecessarily producing artificial paraphernalia for sense gratification? But because the personality of Godhead is supreme, no one is equal to him and no one is greater than him. Nonetheless, if one is a devotee of the supreme personality of Godhead, the Lord is easily obtainable. The Lord is compared to the sky because the sky is vast, yet within the reach of all, not only of human beings, but even of the animals. The supreme Lord in his Paramatma feature exists as the best well-wisher and friend. I think, can you give me another cup? Because when they take photographs, then it looks like I'm drinking Coca-Cola, because this is the cups that have been donated to us, but they say Coca-Cola, and you can't explain that on the photographs. As confirmed in the Vedas, Sayojo Sakayo, the Lord, in his super soul feature, always stays in the heart along with the living entity. The Lord is so friendly to the living entity that he remains within the heart so that one can always contact him without difficulty. One can do this simply by devotional service, Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Shmaranam, Padasevanam. This is when he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna Kirtana, one immediately comes in touch with the Lord. Devotee immediately comes in touch with the Lord by any or all of the items of devotional service. Kirtanam Vishnu, Shmarnam, Padasevanam, Archanam, Bandhanam, Dasyam, Sakyam, Atma, Nivedanam. Therefore, there is no difficulty in coming in contact with the Supreme Lord. Kodyasaha. On the other hand, going to hell requires great endeavor. If one would go to hell by illicit sex, meat-eating, gambling, and intoxication, he must first acquire so many things. For illicit sex, he must arrange for money, for brothels. For meat-eating, he must arrange for many slaughterhouses. For gambling, he must arrange for casinos and hotels. And for intoxication, he must open many breweries. Clearly, therefore, if one wants to go to hell, he must endeavor very much. But if he wants to return home, back to Godhead, there's no difficult endeavor. Go back to Godhead, one may live alone, anywhere, in any condition, and simply sit down, meditate upon the super soul, and chant and hear about the Lord. That's the difficulty in approaching the Lord. Adanta gobir vishatam tamishram. Because of inability to control the senses, one must go through great endeavor to go to hell. But if one is sensible, he can very easily obtain the favor of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, because the Lord is always with him. The simple method of Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu, the Lord is satisfied. Indeed, the Lord says, Patram Pushvam Phalam Toyam Yome Bhakta Prayachati Tadaham Bhaktya Yupritam Ashnami Pratyat Prayatatmanaha. If me with love and devotion a leaf, a flower, fruit or water, I will accept it. You can meditate upon the Lord anywhere and everywhere. Thus, Prahlad Maharaj advises his friends, the sons of demons, to take to the path, to take this path back home, back to Godhead without difficulty. Om Agyan Timanandasya Ginangina Shalakaya Tuksunamilitam Janatasmaya Sigurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobishtam Shtapitam Janabhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadanti Shvapadantikam Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Go Bhaktivindam Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. So in this verse of Srimad Bhagavatam, Prahlad Maharaj asks his own students two questions.
В этом стихе Шримад Бхагаватам Прахлад Махарадж задает своим одноклассникам два вопроса.
First of all, he asks if pleasing the Lord is as easy as offering him a leaf or a flower in devotion. Why don't people accept this easy process? Then he asks them, he says, why, my dear friends, why are people so addicted to sense gratification? So first of all, we should make it clear that we shouldn't think that Prahlad Maharaj doesn't know the answers to these questions. And in a confused state, he's asking his students. No, the very first qualification of the spiritual master is that he's learned in the Shastra and he's learned in the scriptures. In the Upanishads it is stated, Tad Viganatam Sagudum Evibhikachet Samitpanishrotriyam Brahmanishtam, that to learn transcendental subject matter, one should approach a spiritual master. In doing so, one should carry fuel to burn and sacrifice wood. And then it says the symptom of such a spiritual master is that he's expert in understanding the Vedic conclusion. And that he's always engaged in the process of devotional service. The Sanskrit word shrotriyam, used in that verse, shrotriyam means that he's expert in understanding Vedic knowledge. It's not that he just knows the knowledge, but he understands the knowledge. He's realized. Just like we see with the Gurukul children, because in youth the mind is quite sharp, so they can in Gurukul they can memorize lots of verses. Remember when you were in school, you could memorize so many things. As you get older, it's hard to memorize things. Old people often say, my memory is failing me. But in youth, you can memorize lots of facts and figures. Lots of times when I travel in America, then the parents of the Indian families, they bring the children forth and they say, quote from Maharaj, all the shlokas you know. So they just like the wind. Then I say, so what does it mean? And it's this blank face.
Yeah. читаю Махараджу все шлоки, которые ты знаешь. И дети начинают там да-да-да-да-да-да-да. А потом я говорю, а теперь скажи, что это все значит? И такое бледное лицо.
So there's gyan and there's vigyan.
Поэтому существует гьяна и существует вигьяна.
There's knowledge and then there's realization of the knowledge.
Существует знание и осознание этого знания.
By acting on the knowledge, one becomes realized.
И действуя в определенном знании, человек осознает его таким образом.
So to act as a spiritual master, it's not enough to just know the shlokas. You have to realize that and impart that into the hearts of your disciples.
И чтобы действовать как духовный учитель, нужно не просто знать эти шлоки, нужно их осознавать, действовать в соответствии с этим знанием и вложить их в сердце своих учеников.
Шотриям. This is the meaning of шотриям. To be expert in understanding Vedic conclusion.
Таково значение слова шотриям. Быть очень опытным в понимании ведических выводов и заключений.
Srila Prabhupada paraphrased it very nicely. He said, Guru means heavy with knowledge.
И Шрила Прабхупада дал нам такой парафраз. Гуру значит отягощенный знанием.
And when he shares that knowledge with his disciple, the disciple becomes illuminated. He becomes Krishna conscious.
И когда гуру делится этим знанием со своим учеником, ученик он просвещается, он становится сознающим Кришну.
A spiritual master has to change the hearts of his disciples, his submissive disciples.
Духовный учитель он должен изменить сердца своих послушных учеников.
When the disciple hears the knowledge from the guru, there's a change of heart.
Когда ученик слушает знания от своего гуру, происходит перемена в его сердце.
We sing like that every morning.
Мы поем об этом каждое утро.
Chakudan dhiloje janme janme prabhushe dibya gyan vide pakashito. He who has given me the gift of transcendental vision is my Lord.
Тот, кто дал мне этот дар трансцендентного видения, он мой господин.
Janme janme prabhushe, birth after birth.
Рождение за рождение.
By his mercy, divine knowledge is revealed in the heart.
По его милости, божественное знание открывается в моем сердце.
It's actually best to hear from the spiritual master.
Это на самом деле лучше, что можно получить от духовного учителя.
Hearing is even better than reading.
Слушание лучше, чем чтение.
Reading is good, but hearing the Shabda Brahma, hearing the transcendental sound vibration from the lips of one's spiritual master, there's something mysterious about this.
Чтение это очень хорошо, но слушание из уст духовного учителя, Шабда Брама, в этом есть что-то очень мистическое.
Therefore, we have an advantage in Kali Yuga.
Это то преимущество, которое мы можем получить в Кали Юге.
That we have tape recorders.
Что у нас есть магнитофоны.
And we have iPods. We have iPods. This is the only advantage of the iPod in this age, that you can hear knowledge from self-realized souls.
И это единственное благо, которое может принести этот iPod, то есть что можно слушать знания от самоосознавшей себя души.
So therefore, sometimes when I see the devotees with their iPods in the ear, then I sneak behind them and I take that iPod out of the ear and I listen to what they're hearing, and sometimes I am shocked.
Поэтому, когда я вижу преданных, которые в уши вставлены наушники этих iPod'ов, я так подкрадываюсь к ним, выдергиваю быстренько наушники и слушаю, что же они там слушают, и иногда я просто в шоке.
And sometimes I'm pleased.
А иногда я бываю удивлен.
So guru means one who has the knowledge, he's realized the knowledge. In fact, we would consider it quite odd if the spiritual master could not explain the absolute truth in a logical, concise, and convincing way. The main duty of the guru is to speak, really. And set a good example. But therefore, in Vedic culture, the brahmanas, they would just sit and they would just preach. And after a long session of preaching, they would eat. So brahmanas were typified, or typically the brahmana, he'd have a belly. He wasn't interested in going out and jogging and lifting weights and in the bottle. No, he would sit and he would just mainly be counseling and preaching, like this, and then some prasad, and then preaching, and then prasad. Like one time, I remember Prabhupada mentioned how he was all day long preaching, so much so that he forgot to take prasad. So he was just preaching all day, and then at night time, the hunger, so then the devotees cook some puris and some sabji like that, and with great relish, Prabhupada took the prasad. All day long preaching and some prasad. This is the life of a devotee. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati said, if one has life, he will preach. It comes natural for a brahmana. Either one who's born under brahmana or one who becomes brahmana by training and initiation. We mentioned the other day, just like a sudra, they're good with their hands. Like a gardener, some people are really good at gardening, so they have a green thumb. And someone's good at like fixing things and making things, then he has a golden thumb. Like my disciple Vishwakarma, he's so expert. He has the golden thumb. Or Nityananda Charan, huh? Nityananda Charan, he can fix anything. But he's also a brahmana. But I mean, he can fix you. You can give him anything with whatever's broken. You give it to him; it comes back better than what it was before it was broken. That's Nityananda Charan. He's a valuable jewel on this festival program. You can give him applause. He's not here right now. He's fixing something. And he's a humble devotee. He wouldn't even want to hear the applause. So. And Vaishyas, they like to milk the cows. There's nothing more relishable than just to grab these teats of the cows. And you know how you do it? Like that. You, 1, 2, 3, 4. And then, they have the knack. And a Kshatriya, if there's no fight, they're depressed. But of course, they're fighting for Dharma. They like to protect religious principles. Not that they're just ruffians and they like to fight, but they like to uphold Dharma. They like to protect the devotees and the deities. Just like our Sri Hanuman, he likes to go on the Harinam and protect the devotees. And Rakshana, he just, you know, if Rakshana is not there, we start getting nervous. These things come natural, but for Krishna. And a Brahmana, you know, he's always clean. He doesn't feel comfortable when there's dirt around, so he's always cleaning the area. He's always clean. Like our Chaitanya Lila. Always very clean, nicely dressed, clean, suchinam. Somehow, even on the tour, where there's, you know, the bathrooms are the way they are, and, you know, we're only allowed a half a bucket of water, you know. And dirt is also compared to ignorance. So a brahmana, he can't stand dirt, he can't stand ignorance as well. So his main duty is preaching to destroy ignorance. So spiritual masters, of course, brahmana, vaishnava, he's, in the eyes of the disciple, the spiritual master is the best devotee. So he sets the example. He's always preaching. He preaches by his words. He preaches by his example. But preaching is the main duty of the spiritual master. And that's exactly why Prabhupada lectured practically every day, if not once, twice, or thrice. There's equal amount of Bhagavatam classes, morning walks, and Bhagavad Gita classes on the folio. Just as it's impossible to conceive the sun without heat and light, it's impossible to conceive of the sun without heat or without light. Like when you think of the sun, what do you think of? Heat? The sun. Right? When you think of the sun, it's there's heat and there's light. That's all it is, actually. That's one thing. That's all there is. Did he get it? Yeah, okay. So also it's impossible to think of a guru or a spiritual master without knowledge and realization. Rupa Goswami has, or rather Chanaka Pandit has a nice verse in his Niti Shastra. He says, Rupa Yovana Sampana Vishala Kula Sambhava Vidya Hina Nashobhante Nirganda Iva Kimshuka. Kimshuka refers to a red flower you see in India. Kimshuka is this red flower they use for the Durga Puja or the Shiva Puja, the red. Kimshuka is that red flower. It's beautiful, it has no smell, no fragrance. The flower? It has no smell. So he says persons who were born in a high family, who are endowed with youth and with beauty, do not actually appear so beautiful if they don't have knowledge. Just as the beautiful flowers of the Kimshuka tree are not so splendid because they're devoid of a fragrance. This Kimshuka flower, it's quite beautiful, but no one really cares for it except those who worship Durga, because there's no smell. So if a person's very beautiful and very handsome and very rich, but they're dumb, who wants to marry them? We don't consider them so attractive if they're everything's there, but you know, A, B, C, D, Y, J, Q, excuse me. 1, 2, 6, 9, 4. No. The knowledge has to be there.
Человек выглядит замечательно, но к нам там АПВ, ЖЗК, простите, что вы сказали? 1, 2, 3, 9, 7, то есть должно быть какое-то знание.
So spiritual master means one who knows the Siddhanta, he knows the conclusion.
Духовный учитель означает того человека, который знает Сиддханту, знает заключение, вывод.
Ишвара Парама Кришна Сатчидананда Виграха Анадир Адир Говинда Sarva Karana Karanam. A spiritual master by nature must be a Vaishnava. Of course, there are spiritual masters for the yogis, there are spiritual masters for the jnanis. But how far can those spiritual masters take you? They can take you as far as gaining mystic powers. They can teach you how to merge into the Brahman. But is that the Siddhanta of all knowledge? No. Jivar Supoya Krishnara Nitya Das. We're not meant to be mystics. We're not meant to merge into God. We're meant to render devotional service to the Supreme Ishvara, Krishna. So if you take the trouble to find a spiritual master, surrender to him, follow his instructions, you better hope he's a Vaishnava. Or if you don't, you only get the bronze medal, you only get the silver medal, you don't get the gold medal. You come in third place, you come in second place. But that's not really as good as coming in first place. Yesterday they had the finals in Wimbledon tennis. And there were two persons, I don't know how to say their names. Federer, what's the name? Yeah, Federer and Nadal. Nadal's Spanish, and Federer is he's Swiss. Yeah. And they're really top guys, and Federer, he won. It was a real big match, but he won, and the other guy came in second. It was like almost like he won, but, you know, it's second place, and he gets half the money, and, you know, so half the fame. So after all your penances, all your austerities, all your prayers, and you get mystic powers. Or you merge into the Brahman effulgence. And after, you know, many years, you desire comes again in the heart, and you kuobje. No, we want to become the true glory of the soul is that he's an eternal servant of Krishna. So that, to come to that stage, you need to be initiated into by a Vaishnava guru. So we would say a real guru is a Vaishnava guru in the ultimate sense. So such a guru is Prahlad Maharaj. No one can ever question that because it's stated that he's one of the 12 Mahajans. He's not just a guru, he's a Mahajan. Like Prabhupada said, my spiritual master, he was no ordinary. Of course, we don't think of a spiritual master as being ordinary, but he's speaking poetically. He's no ordinary spiritual master. He saved me. So Prahlad Maharaj is the crest jewel of spiritual masters. So what's he doing asking his students questions? It appears, if you look at it from one angle, it looks like, why is he asking his students questions? He should be answering their questions, but he's asking them questions. Like, if devotional service is so easy, why don't people take it? And my dear students, why are people addicted to sense gratification? It's like, wait a minute. He's a guru and he's asking the questions?
Поэтому может показаться немного так странным. Почему же он задает эти вопросы своим ученикам? Если он гуру, он должен объяснять эти вещи своим друзьям. Но он их спрашивает, ну почему люди так привязаны к чувству наслаждения? Предполагается, что он должен отвечать на эти вопросы, а не спрашивать.
So why is Prahlad asking them questions?
Почему же Прохлад задает им эти вопросы?
To get them thinking.
Чтобы заставить их думать.
Because materialistic people are so absorbed in sense gratification, they don't have time to think about these things. We get a glimpse into the mind of a materialistic person through the teachings of Shukadev Goswami. We don't really want to look into the mind of a materialist, but it's a lesson. He says, Shotav Yadhini Rajendra Rinam Shanti Sahasvashaha. Apashyatam atmatatvam griheshu grihamedinam. He says, persons who are materially engrossed, being blind to the knowledge of ultimate truth, have many subject matters for hearing in human society. O Emperor, shh. Just like people, they think about so many things, but never Krishna. They ask so many questions, but not of a transcendental nature. In Vedic times, people were pure, so they knew how to ask the right questions. To get the right response. When Maharaj Parikshit asked Shukadev Goswami, what is the duty of one who's about to die? Shukadev was very happy with that question. He said, my dear king, your question is glorious. Because it's very beneficial for all kinds of people. The answer to this question is the prime subject matter for hearing. And Shrotavyadishu Yapara, he said, it's approved by all transcendentalists. Nowadays, when people come to us with questions, what kind of questions? Are they deep questions like that? Sometimes, but quite often, why do you shave your head? Why don't you wear blue jeans and a t-shirt? What is the clay on your forehead? You
know?
So things are so topsy-turvy, things are so upside down in Kali Yuga, that this teacher has to take the part of the student and teach us how to ask the right questions. We don't even know how to ask the right questions. Tadvidi paripatena pariprashana sevaya. Pariprashana means, what is your relationship with your guru? Question, 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 and then answer, answer. That's our relationship. We don't even know. Like, are there any questions? There's no questions. Wait a minute. Are there no questions because you've understood everything? No, we're all in ignorance still. We don't know how to ask questions. So sometimes great souls, they take the position of the student. They say, okay, do it like this.
Поэтому иногда великие души не занимают положение ученика и говорят: ну хорошо, смотрите, делайте вот так.
When you see your guru, you ask him this question.
Когда вы видите своего гуру, он задает вопрос.
Kayami, who am I?
Кто я?
Sanatana Goswami, that's what he asked his spiritual master, Lord Chaitanya.
Sanatana Goswami, вот о чем он спросил своего духовного учителя, Господа Чайтанья.
So with the sages of Naimisharanya inquiring from Sutta Goswami.
Подобно тому, как мудрецы Наймишараньи задавали вопросы Сути Госвами.
We have Maharaj Parikshit inquiring from Shukadev Goswami. Rupa and Sanatana inquiring from Lord Chaitanya. We even have Lord Chaitanya inquiring from Haridas Thakur and Ramananda Roy. Just to show us the initial steps in Krishna consciousness. So Prahlad asked the question, why do people search for material happiness if it's so troublesome?
Поэтому Прохлад задает вопрос, почему же люди ищут материального счастья, если этот поиск, он такой трудный, связан со сложностями?
And then later on, he takes the position of the teacher and he answers the question.
И потом он занимает позицию учителя и отвечает на свой же вопрос.
Later on the chapter, he'll explain how, you know, it's so difficult to gain material happiness.
Далее в главе он объясняет, что как трудно достичь материального счастья.
He says, where is that happiness in life? The first 25 years are spent, you know, studying very intensely in school. The next 25 years are spent working hard to maintain the family and the home. And the next 25 years are spent trying to ward off, you know, disease and old age. And if you survive, if you live to be 75, then whatever time's left, you're always in anxiety. When will death come? What stage are you at? I'm at stage 3. Some of you are at stage 1, just school. You're working so hard. The only relief is the tour. Some of you have completed school, now you're married, and is life a bowl of cherries? No, somebody forgot to tell you that when you get married, you have to make money. And money doesn't grow on trees. Wouldn't it be nice if money grew on trees? You have to work, and you know, most of us are not Bill Gates. At the end of the day, we're not counting millions of dollars, we're counting, you know, pennies and pence, shillings. So some of you at that stage, some of you are at my stage, you know, you're just beginning to like live your life so that you don't get sick and, you know, get old too fast. You know, like, you don't break a bone. And yes. Struggle for existence, the human race. Only hope is divine grace. There's a poem of Prabhupada. Struggle for existence, you know, the Vyasaputra poem. Struggle for existence, the human race. So there's a sad, it's a sad story, but there's a positive side to it as well. That as a result of all this struggle, we become a little humble. After you're defeated many times, you become humble. That's material life. It makes you a little humble, and in your humility you turn to God. According to Bhaktivinoda Thakur, dhanya, or humility, is the first quality in surrendering to God.
По словам Бхактивинода Тхакура, дханья или смирение — это первое качество, необходимое для обращения к Богу.
He has a famous collection of songs or poems, depending on how you look at it, called Saranagati. In Saranagati, there are seven songs. And the first songs are, whether there's many songs, but the first seven songs in Saranagati, let us say, are about the struggle of life from the cradle to the grave. He uses himself as an example. After all that struggle, he develops some humility, which helps him turn towards God. Dhanya means humility. So this struggle, there's a good side to it. It makes us humble. And the second set of songs in Saranagati is called Atmanivedanam, which means you dedicate yourself to God. Then Goptritvevharana means that you accept the Lord as your soul maintainer. Then there's songs Avasya, Rakshibe Krishna, that you get faith in Krishna as the protector. Then Bhakti Pratikula Bhav, that he has songs about renouncing conduct or activities which are not favorable to devotional service. Then there's some beautiful songs about activities favorable to devotional service. But it all begins with the frustration in life. Chatur vidha bhajante mam jnana sukritino arjuna arta jignaso artarti jnani cha bharatashava. O best amongst the Bharats, four kinds of pious men begin to render devotional service to me. The distressed, the desire of wealth, the inquisitive, curious, and one who is searching for knowledge. And Prabhupada says, artha. Artha means the one who is distressed. That's the main group who surrender to Krishna. So Prahlad Maharaj speaks about this frustration, but it has a good side, but it takes a long time to come to that point of surrender. Although they're suffering, it takes a long time to surrender, he says, because, he says in the verse, they're addicted. What's the nature of an addiction? The dictionary definition of addiction is dependence on a behavior or a substance that a person is powerless to stop. Like smoking or drugs. It's not good for you. But because you're addicted, you can't stop. You're actually suffering, but you can't stop. Just like people are trying to pursue sense gratification, it's only suffering, but because of an addiction, they can't stop. So how do doctors deal with addiction? Two ways. You stop the drugs and you replace them with something better. Stop smoking and chew gum. Right? So we have a similar. Stop sense gratification. There's no other. You have to stop. but do something better.
Но не просто прекратить, а делать что-то лучше.
Яд короши, яд ашнаши, яд чухоши, дадаши, яд. Yat tapasya sikuntaya tat kurvashya mat arpanam. O son of Kunti, all that you do,
O sin Kunti, все, что ты делаешь,
all that you eat,
все, что ты ешь,
all that you offer and give away,
все, что ты предлагаешь,
all austerities you perform,
через какие бы ты аскезы ты не проходил,
you do that for me.
Делай это для меня.
That will cure our addiction.
Это исцелит.
Simple. So therefore, at the time of initiation, Guru says, stop all the nonsense and do the good things. The meat eating, the illicit sex, the intoxication, the gambling, really it's bringing you suffering. So stop. And Kirtani Yad Sadahari, all day long chant, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare. Of course, as followers of Lord Chaitanya, we don't sit and chant all day. We sit and chant, and we go out to preach the glories of the Holy Name. So if you're strict, you'll make it. If you compromise, you'll get the bronze medal or the silver medal, you know. You can't compromise. Like somebody was telling me about a devotee who was on a milk fast. It's very strict milk fast. But he was also eating sandesh. And his reasoning was that sandesh is a milk product. What is that fast called? Prayash? Parovrat. Only milk. But he was thinking, oh, sandesh, burfi, ice cream, this is all milk products, so I'm also going to take. No, you can't compromise. And you can't compromise on your prescribed number of rounds either. Otherwise you'll slide back into the bad habits. Just like it's a known fact that people go on a diet and they lose weight. But 70% of people who go on diets, they start eating again, they put back the same weight and more. Am I right? So we don't want to become like that. We want to march forward with success. And never, Prabhupada said, never look back and think you left anything behind, and never envy the position of the materialistic sense enjoyers. Guaranteed, you'll reach success if there's no compromise and you push forward with enthusiasm. Bhaktivinoda Thakur has written another set of songs called Gita Vali. Unlike Saranagati, which reveals the frustration of material life and the need to surrender, Gita Vali deals exclusively with the joyful process of Krishna consciousness, namely chanting Hare Krishna. And there's one poem, one line, he says, Krishna name anuraga tohobe he. He says, the life of the living being easily becomes successful. When we become attached to the holy name of Krishna. Without affection for Krishna, life is simply useless. And at the end of life, by the mercy of Gaur, such a chanter will obtain the beautiful vision of Radhe Shyam in Vrindavan. So Prahlad Maharaj is saying, this process is so easy, chanting, dancing, feasting, we become Krishna conscious. Why don't people take?
співаємо, танцюємо, вкушаємо просад. Зачем люди займаються цими трудностями?
Whereas material life is, you know, sense gratification is so hard to achieve and there's no lasting pleasure.
А і поскольку матеріальна жизнь, матеріальне удовольствие так трудно достижимо і не длятся долго.
Because they're addicted.
Ну, вони прив'язані.
So we have to give them something better so they can stop their addiction and experience the natural, healthy life of Krishna consciousness.
Поэтому мы должны дать им пример чего-то более возвышенного, более лучшего, чтобы они испытали это на себе.
We have to help them overcome their addiction to this horrible sense gratification.
Помочь им превзойти, превозмочь эти материальные привязанности.
And it's very easy. They have, simply have to hear and have to chant, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama.
Просто нужно слушать і повторять.
And that is our life as tour devotees.
І це наша жизнь преданих.
All we have to do is just sit and chant Hare Krishna.
Все, що нужно делать, просто сидеть і воспевать.
And go out on the streets and dance to the holy names.
Виходить на вулиці і танцювати до цих імен.
Then our lives become perfect and their lives become perfect.
І наша жизнь тоді стане совершенною, і їх життя теж стане.
And then it's possible, it's possible that the whole world can become Krishna conscious. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he says, Jivera Kalyana Shadakam Jagate Ashe E Madhuryanam Avidya Timera Tapana Rupe Hri Gagane Viraje. Drink the pure nectar of the holy name of Krishna. And thus satisfy the soul of Bhaktivinoda. Except for the holy name, there is nothing within all the 14 worlds. That is our life and soul. Chanting, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. So let's finish class, take prasadam, and go out and chant Hare Krishna. And go out and chant Hare Krishna. Grantara Shrimad Bhagavatam ki Shri Prabhupada ki Golok Premdan Harinam Sankirtan Yagya ki Gopi Manandi.